Today is Monday the 13th of February, and today for February, we would ask to tell you about the first record we ever bought. Now, I have to put a disclaimer here of that I never bought a record because I'm not that old. I bought a CD. Yes, I was very much a sort of person growing up in the noughties, can't you tell? So the first CD I bought, and the amount of times I've done this and the amount of times I've gone, oh God, I can't remember. Because it was so young when I did it. I think I bought my first CD when I must have been about six. And it was probably something S Club 7. That's all I'm saying. It was probably something. I was a child of the S Club era. I'm not going to lie. So it was possibly, I don't know, Reach or maybe Never Had a Dream Come True. It was one of those, or S Club Party. It was probably an S Club 7 hit. I can't remember which one. The first album was definitely an S Club album. I can't remember which one it was. I think it was their second album. But I still have it somewhere about my room. It is in here, but it's very much sidelined off to the sides because close to me are albums that make noises like that, but are also very important. For instance, he says making lots of noises. Stop it, Jonathan. For instance, I have... I should have three Doctor Who CDs. I've only got two here. Where's the third one gone? Oh, there it is. It's right at the back. I found it. So, you know, three Doctor Who CDs. Because these are important to me. I've got the Series 5, the 2010 Christmas special, and Series 6 CDs. I've also on iTunes got the Series 4. So, you know, I'm a bit of a geek. So that's stuff that means that's important to me. But music is generally important to me in a variety of ways. I think you can tell a lot about a person by their recently played on their iPod. Actually, we could have a look at my iPod. I have it. How good is that? This is a ramble of a boob. I'm just going to go with it. Hey, it's the 13th. It's unlucky, apparently, or something like that. I know it's only if it's a Friday, but... okay, let's have a look at my recently played on my iPod. These are going to be horrific. I can tell you that for nothing. Recently played. Okay, The Boat That Rocks. That's a movie. Milo's Isleso. All of these are off Milo's Isleso, actually. A lot of Coldplay. Paradise, Charlie Brown, Us Against the World, MMIX, Every Teardrop Is a Water. All of these are Milo's Isleso. And a few podcasts. And a few booze, even. Have made it on... How has that got on there? Somehow, at the bottom of this playlist, there is Boyzone, Love Me For A Reason. I've no idea, one, why that's on my iPod, and two, how on earth that got into... Well, listen to that. Who's been licking my iPod to listen to that? Anyway, that's a ramble of a boo. Tomorrow's boo topic looks very good. It's all about Valentine's Day, which is a holiday that was invented by... What's the word I'm looking for? Card companies. Greetings card companies. To make the single feel bad. That's what it was. If you've watched Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, you'll get my reference there. But yes, that is what Valentine's Day is for. I've got to tell you about the best or worst date tale. Well, that could be short. I've not had one. So there we go. Maybe I'll think about something else to boo about tomorrow. But I will continue doing it. Let's continue doing it. February. The list of topics for week three is already up. It's online at blog.audioboo.fm. If you want to see past topics and catch up, also online at blog.audioboo.fm. Anyway, I'm off to listen to some other boos about February. I shall see you tomorrow. That's kind of going off my catchphrase now. Past few days, that's been my catchphrase, but I will see you tomorrow.